Surat Ibrahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, who have knowledge. Alif Lam, Surat Ibrahim. O Muhammad, in the name of Allah, reveal to you so that you may bring mankind out of utter darkness to the light by leave of their Rabb, the way of the mighty, the praiseworthy, the one to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Woe to the unbelievers, for they will be sternly punished. They are the ones who love the life of this world more than the hereafter, who debar others from the way of Allah and seek to make it crooked. They have gone far astray into error. We have not sent any Rasul except that he speaks the language of his own people so that he could explain to them clearly. Then Allah leaves in error whom he will and guides whom he pleases. He is the mighty, the wise. We sent Musa with our sign, saying, lead your people out of utter darkness into light and remind them to learn the lessons from the days of Allah. Surely there are signs in this for every steadfast, thankful person. Recall when Musa said to his people, remember Allah's favor to you when he delivered you from the people of Pharaoh, who subjected you to cruel afflictions, putting your sons to death and sparing your females. And in this there was a tremendous trial from your Rabb. Remember that your Rabb forewarned, if you are grateful, I will bestow abundance upon you, but if you are ungrateful, my punishment will be terrible indeed. Musa said, if you and all the dwellers of the earth become thankless, you should know that he does not stand in need of any of you. Surely Allah is self-sufficient, praiseworthy. You have not heard the information of those who passed away before you, the people of Nuh, Ad, and Thamud, and those who came after them. Allah alone knows them. Their Rasuls came to them with clear signs, but they bit their hands with their mouths and said, certainly we reject the message with which you have been sent, and certainly we strongly doubt the faith to which you invite us. Their Rasuls responded, are you doubting the existence of Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth? He is the one who invites you so that he may forgive you your sins and give you respite to your appointed term. They said, you are nothing but a human like us. You only wish to turn us away from the worship of those deities whom our forefathers used to worship. Bring us some clear sign. The Rasul said to them, it is true, deities whom are unlike yourselves, but Allah bestows his grace of appointing a Rasul on such of his servants as he pleases. It is not in our power to bring you any sign except by Allah's permission, and in Allah let the believers put their trust. What reason do we have not to put our trust in Allah when he has already guided us to the ways of our lives? We certainly endure your persecution patiently, and those who want to put their trust should put their trust in Allah. Finally, the unbelievers persecution patiently. Return to our religion or we will expel you from our land. But their Rabb revealed his will to them. We shall destroy the wrongdoers and give you the land to dwell in after they are gone. This is the reward of the ones who dread my eminence and fear my threats. The Rasul called for judgment. Every tyrant opposer of the truth was disappointed. Hell is next for him, wherein he will be given festering water to drink. He will sip, but never will be able to swallow. Death will surround him from all sides, yet he will not die. Beyond that, there will be horrible punishment. The parable of the deeds of those who deny their Rabb is that their deeds are like ashes which the wind scatters on a stormy day. They gain nothing from their deeds, and this is to stray far away from the goal of getting back to paradise. Do they not see that Allah has based the creation of the heavens and the earth on truth? That he can destroy you if he wills and bring into being a new creation? That is not at all difficult for Allah. All the people appear before Allah. Those who are weak in the earth will say to those who thought themselves mighty, we were your followers. Now can you do anything to relieve us from the punishment of Allah? They will reply, had Allah given us guidance, we would have guided you. Now it makes no difference whether we panic or bear it with patience. There is no escape for us. Once the matter has been decided, Shaitan will say, in fact, the promises which Allah made to you were all true. I too made some promises to you, but failed to keep any of them. However, I had no power over you. I just invited you, and you accepted my invitation. Now, do not blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. I reject what you did before, that you associated me with Allah. Certainly, such wrongdoers will have painful punishment. Those who believe and do good deeds will be admitted to paradise, beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever with the permission of their Rabb, and their greetings therein will be peace. Do you not see how Allah gave the example of comparing a good word with a good tree whose roots are firm and its branches are in the sky? It yields its fruit every season by Allah's leave. Allah cites these examples for men so that they may learn a lesson from them. But the example of an evil word is that of an evil tree, which is torn out from the earth and has no stability. With firm words, Allah makes the believers steadfast in the life of this world and in the hereafter. But Allah lets the wrongdoers go astray. Allah does what He pleases. Have you not seen those people who respond to the favors of Allah with ingratitude and drive their people into the house of perdition, with hell, where they shall burn, an evil place to live? They set up equals with Allah to mislead people from His way. Tell them, well, you may enjoy yourselves for a while, but your final destination is going to be hellfire. O Prophet, tell my devotees who have believed to establish Salah and spend in charity openly and secretly out of the sustenance which I have given them, before the coming of that day in which there will neither be trading nor friendship. It is Allah who has created the heavens and the earth. He sends down water from the sky with which He brings forth fruits for your sustenance. He made the ships subservient to you, that they may sail through the sea by His command, and likewise the rivers are made for your benefit. The sun and the moon are also assigned for your benefit, which steadfastly pursue their courses to cause the night and the day for your benefit. He has given you all that you could ask for, and if you want to count the favors of Allah, you will never be able to count them. In fact, man is unjust, thankless. Remember when Ibrahim said, "My Rabb, make this city a city of peace, and save me and my sons from the worship of idols." O Rabb, they have indeed led many people astray. Therefore, only those who follow my ways belong to me, and I leave those to you who disobey me. Surely you are forgiving, merciful. Our Rabb, I have settled some of my offspring in a barren valley near your sacred house. Our Rabb, I have done this in the hope that they would establish Salah. Therefore, turn the hearts of the people toward them and provide them with fruits so that they may give thanks. Our Rabb, certainly you know what we conceal and what we reveal. In fact, nothing in the earth or in heaven is hidden from Allah. Praise be to Allah who has given me Ismail and Ishaq in my old age. Indeed, my Rabb hears all prayers. Rabb, make me and my descendants establish Salah. Our Rabb, accept my prayer. Our Rabb, forgive me and my parents and all believers on the day when the accountability will take place. Never think that Allah is unaware of what these unjust people are doing. He is only deferring their case to the day when their eyes will be fixedly open. They will be running in terror with their heads uplifted, staring but seeing nothing, and their hearts utterly vacant. O Muhammad, forewarn mankind of the day when our punishment will overtake them, when the wrongdoers will say, "Our Rabb, give us a little more respite. We will answer your call and follow the Rasuls." But it will be said to them, "Are you not the same people who once swore that you would never suffer a decline? When you lived among those people who had wronged their souls, it was explained to you how we dealt with them, and we even described for you their examples. They hatched their plots, but their plots were well within the sight of Allah, even though these were such which could move mountains. Never think that Allah will break the promise which He has made to His Rasuls. Surely Allah is mighty in power, the Lord of retribution." Warn them of the day when the earth will be changed into a different earth, and the heavens as well, and all of them will stand before Allah, the One, the Irresistible. And on that day you will see the criminals bound together in chains. Their garments will be made of tar, and their faces will be covered with flames. Allah will requite each soul according to its deeds. Surely Allah is swift in taking the account. This is the proclamation for mankind. Let them take warning therefrom. Let them know that He is the One and Only, worthy of worship, and let the men of understanding learn a lesson. Surat Al-Hijr. Worthy of worship, and let the men of understanding